I was appearing as an interest in party because election irregularities affect everyone. They don't just affect these races. They could potentially affect every race in the future. And I just want to make sure. I think ballot integrity is incredibly important. We want to make sure that the people who are voting are eligible to vote. That the ballots that are presented and distributed are done properly. And, you know, if there are problems at the township level or local level, we want to make sure that those are corrected. And I think there were some major irregularities, certainly in one of the races where, you know, four ballots were sent in via email. Four votes were sent in at 11:30 p.m., well after the polls closed and counted. That seems very, very odd, I think, to any reasonable person. And if you're going to go and, you know, take votes at the Clark County Health Care Center, I think there has to be a better process. There are some individuals who aren't eligible to vote, and I think we need a better process at the health care center in terms of determining who is eligible to vote and who is not. There seems to be more of a random process up there right now, and I think that's not good for the entire election process. So I think you have to solve those irregularities for any race, whoever's running. You know, you shouldn't. I think it's anyone would be suspect of ballots being sent in via email well after the polls closed because of some reason that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I think those questions have to be answered.
What race is that in regards to?
That's Mr. Gregory's race, and that's the one I believe that has now been filed before Judge Counsel. And I think anyone out there wants answers in terms of why on earth you would send in ballots at I think it was 11:30 at night after the polls closed. How can you possibly either lose those votes or not count them? That mm-hmm. seems highly irregular, I think, for anyone. I've talked to local town officials that, you know, work at elections, and they kind of shake their heads going, I don't know what's going on. So I think that has to be solved, both for now and for the future.
Yeah, in that particular case, Mr. Gregory has filed the appeal, but in civil cases, he doesn't file, I guess, the information, if you want to call it that,
right,
at the time he files the appeal. So that really hasn't come out into the public sector. And quite honestly, that's the first time that I've heard of that allegation.